News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, world-renowned chef Anthony Bourdain once said, if you are rude to a waiter, you are dead to me. But that's not true of what everyone views about how they should treat waiters. Millie Bobby Brown has come out and said she likes people to jump to it when she is ordering food in a restaurant. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Tanya Sweeney. Tanya, were you disappointed with Millie Bobby Brown? She does sound a little bit, I don't really like the term Karen, to be honest, but autocratic or something, doesn't she?
I know. I wonder what a young Karen is called. We'll have to think of a kind of a Gen Z name that's kind of typical.
Millie. But you know what? I think it's now called Millie.
Yeah, Millie. There we go. We've done it. We've added to the lexicon. Yeah. No, look, Millie Bobby Brown is 20, right? So I'm cutting her a little bit of slack.
Yeah, fair.
In this regard, because she did kind of say she's a little bit tired. She checks menus and decides what she's ordering on the way to a restaurant. Now, most of us who live in the real world and go to restaurants, we do so because it's a treat. It's part of our leisure time. You know, we're not just there to refuel and then bugger off somewhere else. You know, we're there to be kind of doted on a little bit by staff, you know.
Yeah, it's an occasion or what. She sounds like it's like chop, chop. I've got limited time.
Well, that's the thing, because they'll come and say, we'll get your drink ordered. And she'll go, no, you're taking the whole thing now because I don't have time for this, you know. And like, that's grand.
How busy can you be at 20? I have to ask the question.
Well, I mean, she's got some life, you know. But I think this is a way of kind of proving that to people and telegraphing, I'm important. I need to be places, you know. It's actually quite, you know, daft, you know. But I wrote a piece in yesterday's Irish Independent about how I really abhor people who are rude to staff, and they're so common. They're more common than you think.
Yeah.
And when you're sitting next to somebody and you're being grand and they're being, you know, make sure that's only three ice cubes and they have to be the square ones.
It's really disappointing, you know, in a person, isn't it, if you're sitting with somebody and they're rude to a waiter. I don't know.
Exactly,
there's something, because it's punching down, in effect, isn't it? It's like you've got someone there and they're, it's a perfectly reasonable job. I did it myself for years. I gave up my waitressing job 1 week before I qualified as a doctor because I did it all through college. Like I didn't have a lot of choice, Tanya. But you know, it's a job. You bring food to the table. You do all of that. And for someone to kind of disparage you because of that, it says something terrible.
Yeah, well, like you say, there's a punching down, there's a power imbalance insofar as these people are contractually obliged to sit there and take your crap, you know. And if they stand up for themselves on a personal level, they will probably lose their job.
Oh,
they certainly
for sure
won't get, you know, like it's you really are. It's just, it's almost like shooting fish in a barrel, and it's a really cheap way, I think, to assert
is the word, and in every way. Look, Tanya, I wish we had more time to give out about these people because I feel quite strongly about it. But thank you for joining us this morning. I do appreciate it. That is Tanya Sweeney, their Irish Independent columnist. If you are a waiter or a waitress, I don't even have a wait staff person this morning, let us know your stories. People can sometimes be just dreadfully obnoxious. We'd love to hear from you and try and read them out before the end of the show.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.